This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Unvaccinated Coloradans are nearly 6 times more likely to die and 4 times more likely to be hospitalized from the coronavirus than their vaccinated neighbors. Here's CPR Health reporter John Daly.
Now residents can access that information along with details about so-called breakthrough cases thanks to a new vaccine breakthrough dashboard on the state's website. State epidemiologist Dr. Rachel Herlihy says her biggest concern at the moment is younger children who have yet to have a chance to get the vaccine.
We are seeing right now the highest rates of transmission are occurring among school-aged children.
She says parents should understand the risk to kids is both for exposure to the virus at school and also outside of school settings. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Making Colorado's transportation more climate-friendly could have some economic benefits, too. CPR's Nathaniel Miner explains.
The state is considering changing how transportation planning works to account for its climate impacts. That could mean expanding fewer highways and adding more transit service, bike lanes, and better sidewalks. A new state analysis says such changes could lead to shifts in how people move. Less driving would mean less spending on personal vehicles and fewer car crashes, for example. All that could add up to a $40 billion benefit by 2050. But these are all hypothetical for now. The State Transportation Commission will take up the policy proposal this fall. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Homeowners associations can no longer restrict the content of any signs or flags their residents display. A new law going into effect this week requires that all display rules be content neutral. Westword reports the law was partially spurred by families whose social justice signs ran afoul of their HOA rules. This is CPR and KRCC.